We now have pleasure in presenting another in our occasional series, West End Winners.
Relatively Speaking by Alan Ayckbourn, with Michael Aldridge and Rosemary Leach.
Hello? 3467? Hello? Hello?
Hello. Who is that? Better get up, I suppose.
Oh, really?
Hello, this is 3467. Can I help you, please?
Hello, 3467. Who is that? Hello? Oh, damn. Ginny?
What?
Ginny, oh, my foot. Oh,
what?
Oh.
Fred? Oh. Fred? Did you fall?
No, oh, no.
Was that the phone?
When?
Just now.
No.
You sure? Oh, well. Kettle should be boiling. I put it on.
Good.
Take the tea, darling. I'll never be ready. Alarm didn't go off, as usual.
Don't usually need one in this bed.
Where are my slippers?
Yes, it's so narrow, one of us falls out automatically as a rule. We ought to market it.
Where on earth are they? Ah, here they are.
What time's your train, then?
8:24.
Oh, hell no.
What?
More of them.
What?
Bloody flowers all over the place, all over the kitchen.
Oh, those.
And three bunches in this room. Where are you working these days, for heaven's sake? Kew Gardens.
I like them.
Yeah, well, so do I in their place, but they're molting all over everything.
Give them to me. I'll put them in the bath.
Oh, fine. And plant some water lilies while you're there.
Oh. Have you made the tea?
Yes, just about. Here you are.
Ginny.
Hello, lovely.
What, you gorgeous?
Will you miss me today?
Hmm?
I said, will you miss me today?
Miss you? Me? Oh, no, no, no. I'll be having a great time. Action-packed, simply thrilling day. Parties, parties, all the way. What?
I'll miss you too.
Hmm. Let me guess what you're thinking about.
You'll have a job. Oh, here. Tea.
Ciao. I'll bet you were admiring my slippers.
Your slippers?
Look.
Daft idea.
Oh, you weren't?
Sorry, no.
Oh.
I didn't even know you had any.
Ah, that's just the point.
What?
That is just the point.
Honestly.
Cheers.
I'll miss you.
Will you?
Oh, Greg. Did you think I wouldn't?
Well, depends on how much you live it up, I suppose.
My parents? Don't make me laugh.
Well, then why go?
Well, it's only one day. I'll be back tonight.
One day? It's half a weekend.
I haven't seen them for ages.
Oh, duty.
Partly. I'm fond of them, too.
Would I like them?
Yes, I expect so.
Oh, good. Can I come?
Yes, you must.
Now, with you.
For the 100th time, I've told you they're not expecting you. I can't just bring someone out of the blue. They never fail me.
Yes, I'm very taken with these slippers, I must say. What do you think of them?
What?
These. Do you like them?
They're all right, why?
Well, I just wonder what you thought of them, that's all.
Well, they're just slippers, aren't they?
Yes, that just about sums them up.
Look, am I supposed to have done something?
I don't know.
I think your slippers are bloody wonderful. There.
Thanks.
Crying out loud. What is going on?
What?
This bath is full of flowers.
Yes, I put them there. I said I was going to.
You put one bunch in the bath. That makes five altogether.
Really?
Five. Five, six, seven, eight. Well, where'd they all come from?
Those are the ones you bought me.
Oh, no. No, mine are the 2 shilling bunch, I know. But whose are these?
Well, you know the little man who sells flowers on the corner of the road? The one who has a store?
No.
Well, there's a little man at the corner of this road that sells flowers on a flower stall, and he was selling them off cheaply yesterday evening, Friday, end of the week. And I thought I'd buy a bunch for the weekend, and he said I could have 5 bunches for the price of 2. Well, I couldn't refuse, could I?
No.
They're probably stolen.
From the Queen Mother's garden, by the look of it.
Yes.
Well, as long as I know. Oh, by the way, where'd the other two come from?
Oh, he gave me those as a present.
I see. Please, tell me, what makes your parents so frightened of meeting strangers?
They're not. Well, it's just that they're old-fashioned, I suppose. They like to do things properly. And anyway, my mother gets into an awful panic if people arrive when she's unprepared.
Oh, dear.
What's the time?
22.
I'm going to miss it.
Oh, take a taxi.
I knew it.
Well, I'll phone for one.
Damn, damn, damn.
I said I'll phone for a taxi.
You have to. Well, go on.
Well, I've let myself...
Oh, you're no use at all.
Who lives at the Willows, Lower Pendon, Bucks?
Did you know that?
Who lives there?
Where did you find that address?
It sounds very grand. The Willows, Lower Pendon, Bucks.
Have you been going through my things?
No.
Then tell me where you got that address from. I want to know.
It's written on here. Cigarette packet. Yours. On the table. Look. The Willows, Lower Pendon, Bucks. Anyone we know?
No.
Who?
My parents.
Ah. Well, you may have a lousy memory for all I know. I mean, I could never be called a devoted son. My parents will back me up on that. But at least I can remember where they live.
I wrote it down for someone at the office. A girl. But she forgot to take it.
Oh.
She knows them because we went to school together. She wanted to write to them. All right?
I believe you.
Quite sure?
Yes.
Quite?
Yes, shut up.
Oh, you make tea like licorice as well. I don't know why I put up with you.
Tell me something.
What?
Why do you put up with me?
Well.
Well?
Maybe for the same reason you put up with me. You're a fantastic lover. If that's any consolation to you.
Oh. Oh, that's nice. Slippers.
Now, if we order a taxi in about 5 minutes, that should get me to the station with about 10 minutes to spare. And don't forget, I've got to get my... Oh, why on earth did you put your slippers on the chair? You must have known I'd sit on them. What a stupid thing to do. What has got into you? Quite enough to worry about without being messed around by you.
And what the hell do you think you're doing to me?
What? Hello? Yes. No. No, I'm afraid you've got the wrong number. Yes. Goodbye. What did you mean just now?
Oh, I better go and pack my bag.
Greg?
Work it out during your jolly weekend at the Willows, Lower Pendon, Bucks.
Greg!
Don't get lost.
Don't forget your beloved slippers, will you?
Oh, those.
Here.
I don't want them. They're no use to me.
Oh, for heaven's sake, take them.
What size are they, as a matter of interest?
How should I know?
Oh, it'll be written on them somewhere. Have a look, on the instep.
10, it says. Why?
No good to me. I take 8s. See if they fit you.
That's rather stupid, isn't it?
What is?
Well, getting 10s. I mean, if you take 8s.
Oh, I didn't get them.
Who did?
No idea. My slippers are 8s.
Well, whose are these?
I don't know. I just found them lying about.
Where?
Under your bed. Our bed, or somebody's anyway. That one there. Perhaps it belongs to the bloke who owns the slippers.
So that's it.
But rather odd, really. When I got up just now, I was a bit dozy, you know, and I did what I do at home. I fished with my feet under the bed for my slippers. One of my habits, that is. One of my idiosyncrasies. It helps me to recognise myself when I'm half asleep. Anyway, I did this fishing with my feet business, and I thought to myself, now, steady, lad, you're in for a shock because they won't be there. This is her flat you're in. And then the blow, a pair of alien slippers attached themselves to my toes.
You really do jump to conclusions, don't you?
Now and again. Like wondering why, when you pick up the phone, you say yes to someone, and then no. I can't quite work that out.
What do you mean?
Just now. What did the person calling say when you answered the phone?
Well, I can't remember.
Well, whatever they said, you said yes.
Did they say, is that 3, 4, 5, 7?
Well, they might have done something like that. What? What's the matter?
Oh, no, they couldn't have done. Or you'd have said, no, this is 3, 4, 6, 7.
Well, where is this getting us? I'm in a hurry.
No, wait. This is interesting. On the other hand, did they say, is that 2, 4, 6, 7? And you thought they said 3, 4, 6, 7. Is that it?
Maybe. I misheard them, probably.
So they thought they'd got the right number?
Yes. No, they didn't.
Well, they must have done, because you said yes. I mean, if I ring someone up and when they answer, I said, is that 2, 4, 6, 7? And they say yes, well, I'm rather inclined to take their word for it, aren't you?
Well, he soon realised his mistake anyway.
Oh, it was a him, was it? Ah, and what did he say?
I don't know. He said, is that Jack or something?
I see. Jack. You said yes, and he said, is that Jack? Poor old Jack. There's something definitely wrong with Jack. Whatever happened to Jack, I wonder?
Maybe he said Betty. I don't know. He said that somebody or other, and I said no.
Yes, let's settle for Betty.
Anything, as long as you're happy.
I should think Jack would be a lot happier, too. I wonder who it could have been. Perhaps it was that funny little bloke who has a flower stall on the corner. He sounds as if he's a bit confused, poor old soul.
All right. Satisfied? Happy? All settled? Good.
Thank you. I'll get you a taxi, shall I?
Oh, thank you. You don't trust me at all, do you?
I shouldn't let it worry you.
Well, it does, because you get unbearable.
Must be me and my simple mind. Oh, hello. Yes, could I have a taxi, please? Straight away. 41 Redbury Square. Yes, my name is Miss Whittaker. That's right. I'll be outside waiting. I'm wearing a blue dress and a white coat. Bye.
Oh, you're mad. Do you know that? A complete lunatic. We must make a resolution. Never, never to say goodbye when we've just had a row. No matter. We must make it up first.
Okay.
You know, I was thinking, the first time I ever saw you, remember?
It was only a month ago. I'm not the one with a lousy memory. Malcolm's party.
That's right. I saw you sitting there, and I thought, him. I want to get to know him. He looks interesting. He looks different from the rest of this lot. And I looked at you, and I smiled, and you scowled back at me, so sweetly. And I thought, he doesn't like me. I'll make him like me. So I chatted you up.
And I thought, who the hell's this garrulous bird twittering away here 16 to the dozen?
That wasn't as bad as that.
What? Inside 10 minutes, you were telling me all about your unhappy experiences. I don't know whether to kiss you or give you half a crown.
Oh, happy times. Is the taxi here yet?
Oh, you'll be lucky.
I'll have to do my nails on the train.
No, no taxi.
Darling, could you see if I've got any polish remover in the top drawer?
All right.
It's a small white bottle.
Okay. It's stuck.
Oh, it often does that. Pull it out from underneath.
Fiendish cut price oriental furniture. Oh, hell.
Clumsy. Oh.
Developed a sweet tooth.
Oh, those.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 huge boxes of chocolates. Well, who sold you these, then?
No one. They're samples. Free samples. I know a girl, you see, who works in a chocolate place, and she gets them free. Only she's dieting, so she gave them to me.
I thought you were dieting.
Well, yes, I am. Only not as much as her, though.
I see.
Well, where else did you think they came from?
Well, lots of explanations spring to mind. The most charitable one would be to say they were left over from my predecessor.
Who?
Well, yeah, the man you've forgotten all about, remember?
Oh, that was years ago. No.
Well, I see. You never say much about him, do you?
Well, I told you.
Not much.
It's all forgotten. I've forgotten what he even looks like.
Where's he gone, then?
To his wife, I expect. I don't know.
The older man. Must be nice to be with someone your own age. You two couldn't have had much in common. Did he give you lectures on the Boer War?
Don't get bitchy.
Well.
Greg, what would you have done if you'd ever met him?
I'd have hit him hard.
I believe you would.
Well, I'm damn glad for your sake he walked out on you, that's all.
He didn't walk out on me. I walked out on him.
Oh, yes, of course.
I did?
Yes, I'm sure you did. Now, I was just thinking, though, how often have you met someone who's been walked out on? I mean, I must know dozens of people, all of whom have, at some time or another, walked out on someone, but I very rarely met any of the people that have been walked out on.
Oh.
Do you think that's very odd? I mean, where do all these poor, jilted people go to? That's what I want to know. They can't all be floating in the rivers. They'd be clogged up by now. Be like elephants when they die, or flies in winter time, don't you think?
I really wouldn't know.
Why did you walk out on him?
I had my reasons.
Huh?
Look, I'm not going to tell you, so you may as well shut up.
All right.
Where the hell's that taxi?
He'll ring the bell when he gets here. Ginny, I've been thinking. It might be a good idea if we got married pretty soon. I thought it might be a good thing.
I take it you're proposing to me.
Yes, I suppose I am, really, if you look at it that way.
Well, either you are or you aren't.
Well, yes, I am.
I see. Well, I'm just going out, actually.
Well, the taxi won't be here for a second. Doesn't take you that long to make up your mind, does it?
I'm afraid it does. Look, if you're serious, I don't know what to say. I love you very much. More than I've ever loved anybody, I think. And I think I'll probably say yes one day, but not at the moment.
I see.
Greg, have you really thought about this? Look, I'm sorry to ask you, but you're not asking me away for a dirty weekend or something, or even a dirty month.
A dirty great lifetime, I know.
But who have you known apart from me? How many other girls?
Well...
I mean, really, though. You know what I mean. I'm the first, aren't I?
If it's that obvious.
It doesn't make any difference to me, but what about you? For all you know, compared with someone else, I might be the biggest bitch on earth.
You're not. Are you?
It'd be bad luck if we married and then you found out, wouldn't it?
What do you want me to do? Chase around, knock on doors, take a census?
I just want you to be sure, that's all.
I am sure.
All right.
Look, I know what I'm doing. Don't worry.
Fine. Good.
There's no chance you'll have made up your mind in a couple of minutes, is there?
Why?
Well, I thought if I could come down with you now and see your parents,
no,
I could ask...
No, Greg.
Which
oh,
is
no.
The...
But... No, 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 darling, I can't. Hell, there's the taxi. I'll have to run. Do you want to come and see me off? I'll be back about 7. You can come round and let yourself in if you like. Oh, I'm coming.
I don't want to worry you, but that's not the taxi driver.
It isn't?
Not unless he's come by his vehicle. There's no cab out there.
Oh, I'll see who it is.
I'll go.
No, it's all right.
Oh, I'll go. Oh. You wait there.
Yes? Yes, it is. Now, listen, I've had just about as much as I can stand from you. Oh, yes, you do. We have discussed it over and over and over again. No. And if you ring me again, because it's damned annoying to start with. Yes. Yes.
Back again.
Ah!
Surprise, surprise. It was a ginger lady from next door. Parcel for you. She took it in.
Oh. Yes, that's nice. Thank you.
Well, aren't you going to open it?
No, not now. It's only some stupid book. They keep sending them. I don't know why. I've asked them not to.
Who?
These book people. I don't want it. Waste paper basket. That's the place for it. No use for me.
Oh. Was that the phone?
When?
Just now.
No. Must have been upstairs.
Oh, yes, that must have been it.
I'm wondering whether to start walking it, you know. I could walk it in 10 minutes, couldn't I? Oh. Do you know? Remembered where those slippers came from.
Where?
Did you ever meet Jane?
Jane who?
The girl I used to share this flat with. No, you didn't. She'd left just before I met you.
Don't tell me they're hers.
No, but she had a puppy.
A puppy?
Well, more of a dog, really. They were his.
Oh, I see. What was he, a Great Dane?
No, he was a...
Sir Bernard?
No, one of those small little dogs.
Well, I'll say this for him. He may have had only 2 legs, poor little thing, but he had a fine big pair of feet for a dog of his age.
An excellent. That's it.
Hang on.
are you doing?
I'm looking under the bed to see if I can find the other pair. I can't bear this. The thought of that poor little puppy with two huge feet staggering round this flat.
Now, hang on. Wait a minute. Perhaps he only wore those on his front legs. Perhaps he wore Wellington boots on his back legs for when he went out. Yes, that's it. He just changed his feet, depending on whether he was coming in or going out. What a clever dog.
Have you finished?
Just about.
Greg?
Hmm?
Trust me. Please.
Yes?
I promise you. There's no one else now. I promise.
Your taxi.
There's nobody else. Only you.
Nobody?
No, no, no.
You better go.
Yes. I love you.
And me, you.
See you.
Bye. Now, where's that waste paper basket? Chocolates.
I can't say I'm very taken with this marmalade.
No, nor am I.
Why did you buy it?
I couldn't tell by looking at it, could I? More tea?
Yes, if there's a... if there's a... yes.
There you are.
Mm-hmm.
Are you playing golf this morning?
I don't think so.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
It'd be lovely for you up there. Up there on a day like this.
Up where?
Up there. On the rinks.
The rinks?
Oh, darling, the golf rinks.
Links.
Hmm?
Links. Golf links. Cuff links. Ice rinks.
Work you up an appetite. I'd go if I were you.
I think you can safely allow me to arrange my own mornings.
All right. I thought it would invigorate you, that's all.
Don't be late for church, will you?
I'm not going this morning.
No?
It's the third Sunday after Epiphany. I never do.
Oh.
Well, that man from Dodworth comes over to preach, and we all know about him.
Yeah, I see. Very amusing piece, this. It says, 84% of the people concerned said that... I see.
Said what?
Nothing.
Said what?
Nothing. I thought it was amusing, but it isn't.
Oh.
No letter this morning?
I'm afraid not.
No, none at all.
Not really.
Oh, dear. Someone's slipping.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I don't really expect letters today, so I'm not disappointed, but you must be.
I don't know what you mean.
I mean, of the two people living in this house, you're the only one who ever gets a letter on a Sunday. I mean, on a Sunday? Who ever heard of letters on a Sunday? I've never had any. Never. I'm quite jealous.
It only happened once.
Once is enough, surely.
I've told you. It was a mistake.
So you said.
By the post office.
Ah.
It's nice to have you home.
Mm.
I see so little of you these days. You're always off somewhere.
Well, I can't be home all the time. Don't want to overdo a good thing, do we?
Oh, heavens no. Heavens no.
Well, then. And you want time to yourself, too.
What for?
Other things.
Oh, yes.
I mean, look at the Coopers. Married nearly 30 years. Couldn't have a happier couple. I'm sure it's because he spends 9 months of the year in Rio de Janeiro.
I hope you don't intend to follow suit.
Oh, no, no. I don't fancy South America at all.
What about this European business, the trip you were planning?
Oh, that. Well, it's not really settled.
I hope it doesn't fall through. I was rather looking forward to that.
You're still keen on the idea?
Of course. Aren't you?
I've been making a few inquiries about it. What exactly it entails, really rather dull.
Dull?
Not going to be much of a holiday, more of a race. France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Switzerland, Holland, Denmark, and Sweden. All over in 10 days. Travelling overnight, chasing from railway station to railway station. Very tiring. Not much fun.
So you'd rather I didn't come?
Oh, it's entirely up to you. I can't see you enjoying it for a moment.
All right. I'll stay behind.
I'll probably have a better time if you do. Get me out of the way for a couple of weeks.
10 days?
More or less.
Won't you be lonely on your own?
I must say it's odd. You're getting letters at the weekends.
Why?
Well, I mean, here am I, away most of the week, and here are you getting letters on Saturdays and Sundays. Not the way I'd carry on.
We seem to have had this conversation before.
Surely half the fun of having an affair is keeping it a secret.
Maybe for you.
I'm speaking theoretically. Think I'll have a go at the garden today. Well, I'll make a start anyway. Get stuck into those vegetables. Have you seen it lately, the kitchen garden?
No.
Absolutely fantastic. Couple of weeks, that's all, and you ought to see it. Absolutely knee-deep in them. Weeds, nettles, thistles, the lot. And those creeping things, whatchamacallits, look like French beans lying down. Of course, knowing that garden, they might well be. Oh, don't think so, though. They look far too healthy. I think we ought to get a man in, you know. Be better off in the long run. Someone from the village, someone who really knows. Your chap doesn't know anything about gardens, does he?
No.
Pity. Might have worked out quite well if he had.
Well, he doesn't.
I might go down to Kent for the weekend soon.
Sorry?
I might go down to Kent for the weekend soon.
Why?
Well, I'd like the change. Natalie's written and asked me.
Natalie?
Well, she's my cousin.
Your cousin?
That's right. She's got a cottage there and she's invited me for a long weekend.
I didn't know you had a cousin called Natalie.
No, I don't mention her much. Well, she's getting on.
Oh, well, go ahead.
You don't mind?
Not in the least.
Good. Well, that's settled then.
Oh, Sheila.
Yes?
Come on.
What?
Now, let's stop all this, shall we? You know, I know, we both know. What's the point?
Point?
Well, why keep on with it? What are you trying to prove?
I'm afraid I didn't quite follow you.
Oh, for the love of Mike, woman. What do you think you're achieving by all this nonsense, eh? You're not fooling anyone by it, you know. You're certainly not fooling me. And what's more, you know you're not. So why bother to keep on with it?
What?
Well, you know what well enough. This fatuous rigmarole every damn weekend. I feel I'm humouring a lunatic half of the time. Is he coming today? Has he written? Has he phoned? Well, I played along long enough. I'm sick and tired of it, do you hear? That's it. I seriously think you ought to go and see a doctor.
Have you quite finished?
Yes.
I've never seen or heard such extraordinary behaviour in my life, really. Whatever's come over you? I really think you ought to go and do some digging. Work a little of it off, whatever it is.
No. I'll do some hoeing. I don't feel in the least like digging this morning.
Well, from the way you do it, I can't see there's much difference.
Hello.
Oh, hello there.
Hello.
Are you,
I beg your pardon?
Were you wanting to see someone?
Yes.
My husband?
Well, not altogether.
Me?
Partly.
Oh, well then.
I did ring.
Well, it doesn't work. Won't you come in?
Oh, thanks.
Do sit down.
Oh, thanks. Oh, what a beautiful garden.
Yes, we're fond of it.
I had no idea it was going to be so nice. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yes, it is nice, isn't it?
Mm. And look at those dirty great delphiniums. They're huge. Well, how do you get your delphiniums that size?
Oh, well, a constant practice, really. My husband's green fingers.
They're like hollyhocks.
Are you sure you mean delphiniums?
Those things, whatever they are.
Oh, they're lupins.
Pretty good going all the same.
Thank you.
Oh, this
is the Willows, isn't it?
Yes.
Lower Pendon.
Oh, yes.
Ox.
Yes. This is the Willows.
Oh, good. I suddenly had the sneaking feeling I'd got the wrong house.
The Willows.
That's the one.
You like our trees, then?
Yes, I've just been admiring them.
There's something so majestic about trees, isn't there?
Regal.
Such a sense of permanency.
Yes. You wouldn't shift that lot in a hurry.
Quite. We haven't met before, have we?
Not to my knowledge.
No.
Seems almost as though we have, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes, it does indeed.
Look, I know who you are. I'm Gregory.
Oh, yes?
Greg.
Oh, Sheila. How do you do?
How do you do?
Have you come far?
From London.
By car?
No, train. I caught the early one. Specially.
Specially. You didn't stop by for a glass of water, did you?
No, why?
It just crossed my mind. People do quite often.
Really? It's not a spa, is it?
Where?
Here.
Oh, no. I don't think so.
Well, I seem to have got here first.
First?
Yes.
Are there more of you?
No, just her. But you see, she doesn't know I'm coming.
No?
No. She'll probably kill me when she sees me here.
Oh.
I hope you don't mind my arriving out of the blue like this.
Not at all.
The point is, I caught the same train as her. At least, I thought I had, only she didn't know I was on it. She thought I was still at home. Only I wasn't. I was on the train, her train. Only, when I got off to surprise her, she wasn't on it. She'd missed it. So I came on up.
Oh, I see.
And no Ginny.
Hmm?
No Ginny.
No, I'm afraid not. There's some sherry, if you'd like.
Not just at the moment, thanks.
Sure?
Thanks, all the same.
Well, this is the first really hot spell we've had, isn't it?
I suppose it is. Incredible.
I beg your pardon?
It's quite incredible.
I'm afraid I'm not following you.
I hope you don't mind me saying that. It was meant as a compliment.
No, not at all.
It's just that you're going to slaughter me. You really are going to slaughter me when I say this. But I thought of you as older.
Older?
Yes, much older. I know this is silly, but I thought of you as a sort of grey-haired little old lady.
I wonder where you got that idea from.
Well, you always tend to imagine that everyone else has one just like your own, don't you?
One what?
Mother.
Oh, yes. Yes. Sorry, I mean terribly dim all of a sudden.
Oh, that's all right. It's probably me. Well, I don't know where she's got to. She ought to be here by now.
Oh, dear.
Look. I may as well tell you now. You see, the point is, I asked Ginny last night, you see.
You did?
We want to get married.
Really?
Yes.
Congratulations.
You're not upset.
Me?
Yes.
Why should I be?
Well, you never know, do you?
Well, no, I suppose not.
And you think that, knowing what you do about me, which isn't much, admittedly, that it'll work out?
What?
Our getting married.
Yes, I should think so. You look healthy enough. If you love each other.
Oh, yes.
Well, then I don't see why not. Because I don't really know.
Enough. No, quite. Oh, I knew we'd get on. I told her. She said you'd scream when you saw me.
Why's that?
Oh, she painted a fantastic picture of you. You don't know. She said that when an extra person turned up for lunch, you went into a sort of panic, that sort of thing.
She did?
Yes.
This is, Ginny, is it?
Yes. She obviously doesn't know you at all, does she?
No, not at all. You said something about staying for lunch?
Oh, that's kind of you, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I think I must,
make a start. If you'll excuse me, I can't think where my husband's got to.
Oh, can I give you a hand?
Oh, I don't know.
I've got plenty of time to talk to him, haven't I? And I'm marvellous with potatoes.
Oh, well, thank you then, since you're here. You're here. Come inside and I'll make us some coffee.
I can leave my bag here, can't I?
Bag?
My overnight bag.
Oh. Oh, yes. Yes, it'll be all right. Unless it rains.
Oh, you needn't worry. I'm not planning to stay the week or anything. It's just that I don't feel secure unless I've got it. Never know where you might finish up, do you?
Very true.
And I can grab a word with your husband when he's finished, can't I?
Yes, I should. I'm sure he'll be of much more help to you than I've been. Now, I really must make a start on lunch.
Tell me, is he easy?
Easy?
I mean, prefers it if you're absolutely plain with him, does he?
Yes, he can't bear anything fancy.
Oh, fine.
Good plain English food, that's Philip.
Eh?
Well, the only thing he can't bear is onions.
Onions?
Yes, that's odd, isn't it? I adore them.
No, I didn't actually mean that.
You didn't?
No, I was talking about me and her.
You and her?
Yes.
Oh, did you want something, dear?
I can't find the her.
Oh, how annoying.
Yes.
Oh, Philip, this is Gregory. This is my husband, Philip.
Oh, how do you do? Just been admiring your garden.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, you seem to put a lot of work into it.
Yes.
Still, it's paid off. Very impressive.
Glad you think so.
No onions, I notice, eh?
You've met my wife, have you?
Of course.
Yes, thank you. We've been having a long chat.
Good.
Perhaps you two would like to have a word now.
What about?
Well, I believe Gregory wants to ask you something.
Oh, does he?
I believe so.
What?
And I think you ought to ask him that. I'd better go.
Why?
Well, it's a personal matter, I think.
Is it?
Sort of.
Oh. We haven't met before, have we?
No.
Would you like a seat, Mr...
Pointer.
I'll bring the coffee out in a moment.
Just a minute.
Who is he?
I should ask him. He came to see you.
I've never seen him before. What does he want?
Something personal. You heard what he said.
What?
Ask him. Well, I'll just slip away, then.
Do sit down, Mr...
Thanks.
My wife tells me you want a word with me.
That's right.
Ah. Was it anything important?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Ah. Come far?
From London.
Really?
It's a bit awkward in a way.
Oh?
I seem to have plunged in the deep end. I mean, it was only this morning that I woke up and decided that I would come and see you, and now, here I am.
I see.
Yes.
Yes, it's not a bad train service.
I don't really know how much you know. That's the point.
Nothing.
Oh.
I'm afraid I've even forgotten your name.
Oh, Gregory.
Ah.
She said nothing, then?
About what?
To you. About us.
You and me?
No. Me and her.
You and her?
Yes.
You and her? You mean... her and you?
Us.
I see.
She has?
Oh, yes, indeed she has. Oh, yes, yes. She's told me about you. She's told me. Oh, you needn't worry about that.
Oh, good. Oh, it makes it that bit easier.
Makes what easier?
What I came to ask you.
Oh, yes, she's told me. And the letters.
Letters?
Oh, yes. And you thought you'd drop in and see me today, did you?
Yes.
How kind. I hope you weren't expecting something violent to happen on my part. I don't intend to engage in a free fight, nor shall I go upstairs and shoot myself. Two popularly recommended courses, I believe.
You do know why I'm here, don't you?
I think you can safely leave me to work that out for myself.
You don't have to.
I'd rather.
Oh. You know, I was in two minds whether or not I'd come this morning. I thought, have I got the courage to ask you?
You're managing very well.
Oh, thanks.
I can almost imagine that you might have done it before.
Oh, no. Not on your life. The point is, you see, she doesn't know I'm asking you this.
She doesn't?
No. But then I thought, what have I got to lose?
Very little, I should imagine.
Exactly. I thought, good grief, he won't eat me. So, here I am. If you want to ask me any questions, go ahead.
Yes. What are your immediate plans, then?
Ah, well...
You don't mind my asking.
No, no. Well, we're easy, you know. Don't want to rush things. Mind you, I'm not one for long engagements. So, if it fits in with your plans, I thought we'd get married sometime after Christmas.
Married?
Well, yes.
You're not without a sense of humour, Mr...
No, luckily. I believe it can come in very handy in a marriage.
Indeed it can. Indeed it can.
I am at present earning £16 a week, less insurance, in an insurance company, and I'm told I have excellent prospects of promotion after 15 years. Before that, amongst other things, I was a shoe salesman, an undergardener for the GLC. Oh, I got sacked from that. A part-time postman and a temporary porter at Euston Station.
£16, hmm?
That's right.
Oh, well, you should be able to buy a good breakfast anyway. That's the important thing.
I'll do my best to throw in an occasional lunch as well. How about that?
I doubt it. Not on £16 a week less insurance.
Oh, I don't know.
I do. I've kept her.
Well, other people manage.
Ah, but they're not her, are they? She's unique.
Oh, yes, she's certainly there.
I worked it out once. She costs me £30 a week to run, and that doesn't include overheads. You'd better speed up that promotion of yours, laddie. Tackle your boss first thing tomorrow morning. Tell him that owing to unforeseen circumstances, your cost of living has trebled overnight.
Oh, I see. I take it you're not altogether satisfied with my financial position? You don't think I can keep her in the manner to which she's accustomed and all that?
Well, nobody could do that. She tends to become accustomed to a little more every year.
Well, I can't say I've noticed her overspending. I don't know how long it'll be before I get a rise.
How long have you been with the firm?
3 weeks.
Yes. Might be a little premature to stick in a pay claim. Certainly poses a problem, doesn't it? Pity you're no gardener.
So I take it you're turning me down on purely financial grounds, is that it?
I'm not, but I think she might.
Well, she knows how much I earn. She's prepared to risk it.
Is she?
Yes.
All right. Carry on.
What? You mean you give your consent?
I've got a little option.
We can get married.
Oh, no, I'm afraid that's quite out of the question.
Huh?
I think I ought to get you straight on one or two things, young fellow, my lad. As far as I'm concerned, you can leave whenever you like and go wherever you like. You have my blessings. My only conditions are these. I am not prepared to finance you, and marriage is completely out of the question.
But
you understand that a man in my position can't possibly afford that sort of publicity.
In other words, you'd sooner we live together than got married?
Far sooner.
You're a bit round the twist, aren't you?
Am I?
From where I'm sitting, you are. What's all this about publicity?
Oh, come now.
What's wrong with getting married? Well, I've read some pretty funny things lately, but...
It is rather who you're marrying, don't you think?
Meaning, I am a dead letdown. Is that it? Well, I want you to listen to me for a minute. I'm doing you a favour. Did you know that? Oh, no, I bet you didn't. Well, I'll tell you, first of all, I'm not the first one. Still, there's nothing out of the ordinary.
Isn't it?
Not these days, mate. You're out of touch. But do you know who she was knocking about with before me?
Before?
Some bloke who's old enough to be her father. That's who.
What?
Yes, yes. I thought that would shake you. Some randy old man about 30 years older than she is, who's got bored with his marriage, and it's only that he'd muck up her life. Well, it just so happens I love her enough not to want to see that happen.
30 years?
At least.
Remarkable old gentleman.
You don't believe me?
Well, it does sound rather...
I've got proof.
Yeah.
In my bag.
What?
Yes, I'll show you.
No, wait. Do you mean to tell me there have been others?
So I gathered. She doesn't say much.
How many?
Well... The average number?
What is the average number?
Well, I don't know, about 4 or 5.
My God. 4 or 5?
At least.
Men?
Presumably.
I
should think it over.
Well, 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 Mr...
Pointer.
One lives and learns. Well, this one certainly does. I
hope I've chosen a good moment.
Oh. Hello.
I thought we'd all have a sherry instead.
Thank you.
It really is glorious out here, isn't it? Sherry, dear? Gregory?
Thank you. This is very kind.
It's a pleasure. Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Have you boys been chatting, then?
Yes, we aired one or two topics.
All satisfactory, I hope. Well, I didn't know whether you'd finished or not. I peeped out and it looked as though you had.
Oh, I hope it didn't keep you cooped up indoors.
Oh, no, I peeled some vegetables, that sort of thing. Now, I thought we'd have a cosy little lunch out here, just the three of us.
I mislaid the hoe. Did you know that?
Yes, dear, so you said.
I had a feeling it was you who used it last.
Oh, no, dear.
I hope you'll realize that my entire morning has been wasted. I might just as well have sat here reading my paper or had a round of golf like I wanted to do in the first place. I'd have been far better off. As it is, I've spent my whole morning searching for something that should have been put back in its proper place to begin with.
I'm so sorry.
So you should.
Why me?
You had it last.
I did not, dear. You're quite mistaken.
You had it last. I distinctly remember.
No.
Perhaps it's in the shed.
Haven't I made that clear to you? I can't find it. It's gone. Vanished. Completely disappeared.
What on earth's the matter with him?
No idea.
You didn't have an argument?
Well, not really. A sort of animated discussion, I suppose you'd call it.
Oh, yes, he's fond of those.
He's got some fairly original ideas, hasn't he?
Has he?
Haven't you noticed?
Well, I've probably got used to them. I've heard them so often.
Well, his views on marriage.
Really?
He doesn't believe in it, apparently.
No, I've noticed from time to time. I think it's me he objects to, really.
No, this is general. He doesn't believe in it for anyone.
Oh, well, that's a relief. I always took it rather personally.
On the other hand, I suppose he could have just disapproved of me.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't.
I was pretty blunt with him, I suppose.
Well, would you like me to try and smooth things over for you?
Oh, that might help. Oh, would you?
He'll probably get even angrier, but I'll try. And is there anything in particular you'd like me to say?
Well, it's just that I know so little about this sort of business.
Business? Oh, I see. Well, are there any particular qualifications that you'd like brought out? I mean, obviously you don't want me to recommend you for shorthand and typing.
Oh, no, hardly.
I think, if I say that you display qualities of leadership, have a strong character and a modest, likable disposition with a good head of figures, that should cover a multitude of sins, shouldn't it?
Do you think so?
You'd better pop into the house, then, and I'll come in and tell you how I've got on.
Right.
Now, straight through and on the left. Oh, and would you turn the oven down a point when you get there?
Right-ho.
Oh.
Oh.
Were you...
This is the Willows, isn't it?
Yes, Lower Pendon. Bucks.
Ah.
I was actually looking for my husband. You didn't see anybody just now, did you?
No.
Oh, well, perhaps he's hiding in the shed. He does that sometimes when he's upset.
Why is he upset?
Well, I don't know. That's why I'm looking for him.
Oh.
Did you want someone?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Ginny Whittaker.
Sheila Carter, how do you do?
How do you do?
Ginny. You're Ginny.
You've heard about me.
Oh, yes.
He's told you?
Just now, all about you.
I see. Well...
I'm so glad you've come. He was getting rather worried.
Was he?
Yes, very.
You don't seem very bothered.
You're just like I imagined you'd be.
Am I?
From what he told me. I hope you'll forgive my saying so, but I think you'll make a lovely couple. I do hope everything works out for you.
Works out?
When you're married.
Married?
We're just saying this minute, no matter how much you think you know someone, it's always a gamble in the end, don't you agree? Oh, perhaps I shouldn't have said anything. I think he was going to explain everything to you himself. You are staying for lunch, aren't you?
Well,
good.
Do you think I could possibly have a word with your husband?
My husband?
Yes, it's a business matter.
Business?
Yes.
Whittaker. You're Miss Whittaker? You work for my husband?
Well, I used to. But surely you knew that.
Isn't that extraordinary? But of course I knew. Well, how stupid of me. I'm so sorry. It was just that I got the impression from my husband that you were much older.
Really?
Yes, I could have sworn he said you were due for retirement. I mean, that's why I didn't know your name was Ginny. He used to refer to you as old Miss Whittaker. I'll see if I can rouse him. Maybe when he hears you're here.
Yes, that should rouse him.
Philip? Philip?
What?
Miss Whittaker's here to see you.
Who?
Miss Whittaker. He's coming. Look who's here.
Miss Whittaker.
We've met at last. Now, I take it you two want to have a chat. I'll go then, and I can tell when I'm in the way.
Thank you.
Hope everything works out all right.
What are you doing here?
I thought your wife went to church.
Not on the third Sunday after Epiphany.
You've told her.
Tell her what?
About us.
I haven't told her anything.
Well, she knows. She's just told me that we make a lovely couple. And she doesn't seem to care.
No. Well, she has her mind on other things just at the moment. What are you doing here?
This alters things a lot.
What does?
Her knowing.
Do you mean her going?
Going?
Yes, somewhere in Kent.
You mean she's leaving you? How do you know?
She told me. Or rather, he told me.
Who?
The man in the kitchen.
Who?
Oh, I don't know, some sallow youth. Just now, he came out here, stood there in front of me, calm as you like, and then asked me if they could get married. Married. To my wife.
He didn't. What did you do?
Why, as cooperative as I could be. Refused the divorce, of course.
I bet you did.
But told them they could go where they liked as far as I was concerned. After all, it's a heaven-sent opportunity as far as we're concerned, isn't it?
We?
Who else?
No, Philip.
No?
There's someone else.
I know.
How?
I spoke to him on the phone last night.
You what?
Yeah, it's all right. No cause for alarm.
Damn you, Philip. Damn you.
Oh, now, don't get worked up. I rang off as soon as he answered.
No, damn you. This is serious. This time I'm getting married.
Are you?
He's asked me.
Infectious, this marriage epidemic. I seem to be the only one who's developed immunity.
Philip, if you mess things up for me, I'll never forgive you.
Does he know about me?
A little.
Is he jealous?
He's human.
Does he know where you are today?
No. He thinks I'm visiting my parents, if you must know.
You're who?
Well, I could be, couldn't I?
They're in Australia. You really ask for trouble, don't you? I'd hate to lead a life as complicated as yours.
Well, he'll never know.
Unless someone tells him.
They won't.
You have been avoiding me, haven't you?
Don't.
Why not?
Your wife. They could easily see us through the window.
Don't worry, they'll be far too concerned, wondering whether we're looking in at them.
Philip, you must understand. This has got to stop. It's over. Leave me alone.
I have.
You have not. All those flowers, the chocolates, the phone calls. It's not fair on me, Philip. Can't you see that? Please leave me alone.
Is that why you came all the way down here to tell me that?
Yes. And I want those letters back.
Ah, now that's more like it.
Philip, please.
Think they might be safer where they are.
Where are they?
Safe.
Are you going to let me have them or are you not?
I don't know. They mean rather a lot to me, you know. Sentimental value and all that.
Philip, please.
You know, they've been very clever. Much cleverer than we have. I really think I've underestimated that woman. Here we were, skulking in the shadows, meeting in obscure pubs, inventing elaborate alibis, telephoning secretly at 2 a.m. in the morning. Well, they, on the other hand, well, he's been writing to her quite openly. She even read his letters over the breakfast table.
And you said nothing.
I didn't believe it. I didn't think any illicit romance could be conducted like that. In fact, I more than once accused her of making the whole thing up.
Why should she?
To annoy me, I suppose.
To make you jealous.
Well, I thought she'd somehow got an idea that I was carrying on with someone and had invented this man. I actually thought she was writing letters to herself. It was all rather pathetic, rather amusing. Until the man turns out here in person.
I see.
And he's not the first either. There have been five others.
Five?
Including a man of 70, apparently. Oh, that was really a blow to my pride. Oh, well, her life's her own from now on.
You let her go?
She's going.
Don't you think if you went in there now, this minute, and told her about us, everything, she'd change her mind?
I don't see why.
Well, isn't that really all she's waiting for? For you to tell her the truth?
You may be right. Well, this is supposing that I do want her back, isn't it?
Philip, be honest. Could you really do without her? Ask yourself as you're sitting there now, full of the breakfast that she's cooked for you.
sitting in the sunshine, waiting for the lunch that's bound to be coming, and the tea, and the supper. And you know she'll have made the bed for you. Not like me. I'll make it up to her before it's too late.
I might.
You must. Don't you see, Philip? You belong together. Much more than we ever did.
Tell you what. I'll think the matter over.
Where are you going?
Look for the home.
Philip, I warn you, I'll go in there and I'll tell her myself. Everything.
If you can catch her attention, you're welcome. Go ahead, by all means. Go ahead. Home. My home.
Philip? All right, then. All right.
At last. Oh, I thought you got lost or something. I got here first.
Craig!
Like my apron. I think it rather suits me. It's your mother's.
Mother's?
Yes, we're having a busy morning.
Who?
Me and your parents.
What have you been saying?
All right, don't look so worried. Nothing terrible. I haven't sworn all morning.
What are you doing here? I told you not to come.
Why not? We're getting on like a house on fire. At least your mother and I are. In fact, she's even putting in a good word for me with the old man. See if she can persuade him.
To do what?
Let us get married, of course. You were right about him, by the way.
I was?
I'll say you were.
What did he say?
Well, he's eccentric, isn't he? I couldn't really get through to him. Might have been me, I don't know. But he didn't take to the idea much. Oh, perhaps you could have a word with him too, try and sort him out.
Yes, yes, I will.
Oh, good.
Providing you're out of the way while I talk to him.
Oh, yes, sure.
Look, why don't you leave quietly now? Get the next train back and I'll try and see what I can do.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I've been invited to lunch. Your mother insisted. Well, she'd be very hurt.
You must go.
I can't. Be reasonable about it. Anyway, better get back to my kitchen. I'm involved in a large-scale cooking operation, rolling out pastry for your mother. Are you coming?
Greg.
What?
There's something I want to tell you.
Oh, go on.
When I do, you'll probably walk out of here and never want to see me again. You're right, you see, Greg. Not to trust me.
You mean about that bloke on the phone? Is that it?
Well, that's part of it, yes. Oh, where do I start? To begin with, Sheila, that woman in the kitchen, she isn't my mother.
Isn't?
No, I'm not her daughter. I'm no relation of hers at all. And on top of that, oh, God.
Hey, that's all right.
I haven't finished.
No, you don't need to. You don't need to, love. I understand.
Greg,
that's enough. Please. That's enough. Come on, sit down. Take it calmly. Now, don't get yourself all worked up. You're so highly strung. Here. There's a handkerchief. A mop-up. Is that better?
Yes.
You've let this all get on top of you, haven't you?
I...
Yes. Is that why you didn't want me to meet them? Well, so what? Nobody knows, do they? And even if they do, no one's going to condemn you for it. Certainly not me.
But Greg,
why should I? I love you for you. Not who your parents are or were. This isn't the Victorian age, you know. I'm not going to run off because of that. But you should have told me straight out. Not bottle it all up. All you had to say was, Greg, I'm illegitimate. And I'd have said, okay, fine, that's all.
What?
Now, come on, say it, you better lick this thing.
Say what?
Say, I'm illegitimate, come on.
No, Greg.
I'm illegitimate, say it.
Greg,
come
I'm...
Come on, I'm illegitimate. Illegitimate.
Illegitimate.
Again.
I'm illegitimate.
Good, again.
I'm illegitimate.
There you are, now once more, this time yell it out.
I'm illegitimate.
Oh, well done.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Having a tiff?
No, a bit of therapy.
Oh, that's nice. It's lovely weather for it.
Yes.
Are you going to finish the pastry?
Oh, of course. Coming in, Ginny. We can find her something to do, can't we?
Oh, yes, I'm sure we can.
Come on, love.
Yes.
Now, you two carry on. I'll just finish laying the table.
Right. Come on, this way. Ought to know your way around here by now.
Ah.
Hello, dear. Been busy?
Yes.
I expect you're hungry. Lunch won't be long.
Ah. Sheila. I think we ought to straighten out one or two things.
Ought we?
I think so.
What sort of things?
Well, I'd like to know your plans.
Plans?
Yes, your immediate plans.
Oh, well, they're nothing very spectacular. I'll finish laying the table, then I'm going back into the kitchen to see how they're getting on with the pastry.
I meant slightly further ahead than that. I don't think there's any need to be facetious.
Well, Lunch? That's about all I've got to do.
Sheila, for heaven's sake, this is no time for avoiding issues. We've got to face things sooner or later.
We've got to face what?
Your future. How do you intend to spend the rest of your life?
Why do you ask me that? Is it insurance or something?
Sheila, please, please, talk to me. For once, woman, when I ask a question, try to give me the answer to the same question and not one you happen to have made up. I am not talking about lunch. I'm not talking about insurance. I'm talking about you and that lout in the kitchen.
Lout?
The young man, then, who calmly accosted me in my beautiful garden and asked me if he could marry my wife.
Your wife? You mean me?
Yes.
You mean Gregory?
Yes.
Gregory asked you if he could marry me?
Well, don't stop pretending you didn't know.
Have you been to the pub this morning?
No. Why?
It sounds as if you've been there since last night. What on earth has come over you? Talk about me being harebrained.
You deny it?
He certainly never mentioned it to me. Really, dear, you've got hold of entirely the wrong end of the stick. I don't know how you managed it. Now, let me put your mind at ease and say that Gregory has certainly no intention of wanting to marry me.
He hasn't?
Of course not. And anyway, it's out of the question. He's already engaged. Oh, poor boy. No wonder he was confused. What have you been saying to him?
You also deny the four or five others?
What?
And the man of 70?
Who's he?
Your lover.
Of 70? Thank you very much. I'm flattered.
Oh, I see. I see.
You know, I really think you ought to wear your hat when you're gardening in the sun, don't you?
So it's all untrue?
Yes, dear.
There's no one else?
Uh-huh. Wouldn't you like to know?
But it's not Gregory.
No, dear. Now, why don't you sit down and have a nice rest? You look very hot and flustered. You've obviously been overdoing it again. Is it that hoe that's upset you?
What hoe?
No, never mind. Look, I'll tell you what. We'll all have a jolly good look for it after lunch. How's that? Now, just sit quietly. Don't move.
I finished the pastry. It's as flat as it will go.
Oh, well, I'll see to it now. Don't upset my husband again, if you can help it. I think he's a little overtired.
Oh, right. Hello.
Hello. I was just chewing over our chat together earlier.
Oh, were you?
Yes. I think there might have been a certain amount of misunderstanding.
Really? Oh, I hope so.
So do I. You see, for reasons I can't really begin to justify, I mean, a rather complicated set of circumstances following on a rather peculiar conversation that I've just been holding led me to understand, quite erroneously, that you wanted to marry my wife. That's the impression I got at the time, anyway.
You thought I wanted to marry your wife?
Yes, silly misunderstanding.
Well, she's married, isn't she?
Yes, quite, yes.
If you don't mind me saying it, it seems a rather peculiar thing to think, doesn't it?
Yes, I suppose it does.
Mind you, you must have thought that I was rather peculiar too, come to that.
I'm afraid I did, rather.
You know, I got the impression that you did. It's a horrible feeling, that, isn't it? Knowing that someone is looking at you and thinking, this is a peculiar person, and not knowing why they're thinking it.
Yes. There is just one small point, though.
What?
If you didn't really want to marry my wife, who was it you did want to marry?
Well, your daughter.
My daughter.
That's right.
You want to marry my daughter, do you?
If you don't mind.
Ha, 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 ha. Well, now, you have posed a bit of a problem.
Have I?
It's not your day, is it?
Oh?
Sorry. I have an aunt who's eligible. Has been eligible for years.
No, it's only your daughter I'm really interested in.
Then I'm afraid you're right out of luck.
Why?
Hello.
Oh, hello, Jenny.
Hello.
You're both looking rather solemn. Anything wrong?
Your father was just telling me something.
Was he?
He seems to want me to marry his aunt now.
Who?
Your aunt.
Who did you say told you that?
Well, you did.
Your aunt!
What did you call me?
Oh, dear, how stupid of me. I bet you two haven't even been introduced properly, have you? Daddy, this is Gregory. The one I've told you so much about. Gregory, meet my father.
How do you do, old boy? How do you do? Yes.
Has everybody had enough?
Thank you.
Oh, marvellous.
More than enough.
Good. Just a moment, I'll fetch us some coffee.
Can I help?
No, no, thank you. It's all quite ready. I've only got to bring it out here.
Your mother can certainly cook a meal, I'll say that.
Yes, can't she?
She's a fine wife and mother.
Have you always lived in the country?
Oh, yes, ever since Ginny was, so high.
Yes.
You could say this gardener's watched her grow up, couldn't you, Ginny?
Yes.
Funny little thing she was then. Very plump little girl she was.
Was she?
Oh, yes. In fact, one would almost say fat. Certainly overweight.
Daddy?
Her mother and I were quite worried about it. Almost circular she was. Well,
I'd never have guessed that.
Daddy's exaggerating.
Remember the nickname we used to have for you, Ginny? Do you remember?
No, Daddy. It's all forgotten.
What was that?
Nothing. Nothing.
What was it?
Jumbo.
Jumbo?
Jumbo Ginny. Very funny, I thought.
Jumbo Ginny. It's rather good.
Childish.
Yes, but you were only a child then, weren't you?
But I'm not now.
Flat feet she had, too. I can remember them very clearly. Big, flat feet. Used to thunder around the place like a tram.
I did not.
I wonder if you'd felt the same about Ginny, Greg, if you'd known her with strawberry jam round her face, or when she had that skin trouble, or before her teeth were straightened.
Daddy, please shut up. Greg isn't in the least bit interested.
There we are. Now, black or white for everyone. Ginny?
Black, please.
Red? I'm so glad we decided to come outside. It's so stuffy indoors. There you are. Greg?
White, thank you. Yes, I was just saying this is a great place to grow up.
Well, yes, I suppose it is.
I mean the air to start with.
Oh, yes, and the soil. Here you are.
The soil?
Well, it's very rich just round here.
Yeah, I was thinking more that there was somewhere to play.
Play? Are we talking about flowers or children?
Black.
Flowers.
Black flowers? Oh, yes. Flowers. I thought we were.
Were we?
I beg your pardon?
I thought we were talking about children.
Really? How did we get onto that subject?
The soil round here is renowned for bulb growing.
Oh, yes, that's true. Famous for it.
Is it?
Definitely.
There you are.
Thank you, darling.
You know, I just can't get over this weather.
Yes, it's a pity, really, that Greg and I will have to be leaving soon.
Oh, will you?
Will we?
What a shame.
Don't go on our account, will you? We've nothing planned for the rest of today, have we, Philip?
Oh, no, hang on. Aren't we supposed to be going out?
No. Where?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. The Coopers telephoned. They want us to go round there for tea.
When?
As soon after lunch as we can make it. I forgot to tell you.
I thought the Coopers were in Italy.
Back yesterday.
They only went on Wednesday.
Currency restrictions. They'd run out of lira by Thursday night.
Oh, what bad luck.
Yeah, wasn't it? I thought we'd better go over and console them. It does look as if we'll have to hop over and see them. I am sorry about this.
Well, that's all right.
Well, I hate to think we're driving you away.
No, we do have to go.
Why?
We have to.
What?
We have to.
Well, if you're quite sure.
Why?
Do you live in London, Ginny?
Greg?
Oh, yes, I've a couple of rooms.
Well, that's nice.
Well, one room with a washstand down the middle, really.
How interesting. How about you, Ginny?
I've got the same flat, of course.
Have you?
Yes.
Yes, of course. Is it nice?
Oh, of course. You've never been to see me, have you?
Well, no, of course we haven't.
Neither of us has.
No. Well, you must both come sometime. They'd like it, wouldn't they, Greg?
Oh, yes.
Oh, thank you.
Besides, you ought to see what sort of conditions she's living in.
I wouldn't want to intrude.
You're very welcome.
Well, I'm not often in London, really. Of course, Philip goes, but I find the traffic and the clatter gets me down so much. I'm a real country bumpkin, I'm afraid.
I think you'd get used to it.
Depends where you were brought up, I suppose.
Yes.
Were you born in London or in the country?
Steady.
Ginny,
just the poppy. I would...
Perhaps we get a glass of water.
Yes, of course. I'll fetch one.
No, it's all right. I'll manage.
I ought to go with
her. Oh, she'll be all right.
I must say she's very sweet. I've quite taken to her, Philip. What does that mean?
I hope you have.
Rather.
Yes.
Do you miss her?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you rather that she lived nearer rather than in town?
Well, that's up to her, surely.
You don't have the worrying sort, anyway.
Oh, no, we don't let it worry us.
What?
The thought of people living in town. We don't let it worry us, do we?
I can't say we do.
That's a very healthy attitude. It doesn't do any good at all, does it? 9 times out of 10, if parents fuss too much, they simply alienate their children.
You think so?
Oh, it's a fact.
Very true.
Yes. Do you play bridge?
Not at all.
What a pity. Seeing as there are 4 of us...
Talking of trains, I think there's a good one back to town in about an hour.
Oh?
Yes. If you will stroll quietly down to the station, take your time about it, enjoy the walk, take advantage of the sunshine, get a good breath of air, look round the village, stretch your legs. You really ought to start getting ready.
Oh, right.
It's only a 5-minute walk.
No, but they have to allow a bit longer, especially if they want to take their time.
Oh, well, in that case...
There's really no hurry.
No, I think we'd better go.
Well, as you wish. Anyway, you've got a lovely day for it.
Well, I hope I'll see you again before long.
Oh, surely.
I do hope so.
In case I don't, and you should worry about her at all, I'll be keeping an eye on her. Keep her out of trouble.
Trouble? Has there been any trouble?
Yes, in a way.
What was that?
Well, she hasn't told you.
Not a word.
Oh, then I don't know that I should say anything.
No, I don't think that I should.
Oh, don't be so mean. I want to know. What was it? Something unpleasant?
Well, yes.
What?
Well, peculiar company, that sort of thing.
Peculiar company?
Yes.
Well, go on. You can't stop there.
I don't know that she'd want me to tell you.
I'm very broad-minded. You don't have to worry.
She hasn't confided in me to any great extent, but it appears, though, that she got herself mixed up with an older man.
Did she?
Not there's anything wrong with that, I suppose, but he seems to have played her around a bit.
Played her around?
Mm, he was married and so on. Anyway, she had the sense to get out.
Quite right, too. Yes, dear?
Nothing.
Poor girl. Did you hear that, Philip? Poor girl.
Yes. I was just going to say that there were probably 2 sides.
Nothing but selfishness on his, I should think.
No, I don't know.
I do.
How do you know?
It's obvious. I mean, what could he offer her?
Well, it depends on the sort of man he was.
I can't see that makes an awful lot of difference.
Well, if he was, say, for instance, a rather remarkable man...
If he was all that remarkable, he wouldn't be carrying on behind his wife's back, would he?
Unless he had a singularly unremarkable wife.
Oh, probably his fault if she was. Presumably he was quite happy with her when he married her.
Perhaps she proved a bit of a disappointment, though, pretended to be something she wasn't, and then turned out to be quite different.
He probably did the same to her.
Well, that's possible.
She didn't sneak off and carry on behind his back, though, did she?
How do I know she didn't? You tell me. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just supposing, like you are.
Who says I'm supposing?
Aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I am, but, well, there are 2 sides to everything, that's all I'm saying. I think I've proved my point.
Rubbish. You haven't proved anything. It's painfully clear what sort of man he was.
Not at all.
Some tired businessman playing around with a young girl because he was bored.
I bet he was bored.
And throwing her away like an old boot when he'd finished with her.
Has it ever struck you that she might have seduced him?
Oh, come.
It doesn't sound likely.
Of course it doesn't.
You don't know what happened.
Do you?
No. Yes, no. But if I did know what had happened, I know what would have happened. mincing round the office in a skirt that was far too tight and a damn sight shorter than anyone else was wearing. Sort of coy and forward at the same time. Well, you can tell. You can tell when a girl's looking for something like she was. Well, she got it. I expect... Excuse me, I must get a glass of water. Excuse me.
Well, really? I've never heard anything quite so rude in my life. I'm so sorry. I don't know what you must be thinking.
I think it's more worrying than anything.
I haven't seen him like that for ages. Good heavens, he was almost involved.
I hope you don't mind me saying this. After all, he is your husband, but he does appear to me to be quite definitely a bit unhinged.
Have you noticed that?
It's difficult not to.
You're quite right. I was afraid it was just me. Everyone else I know seems to regard him as perfectly normal.
Hardly.
Do you think he's a psychopath?
Possible.
I did whisper something to that effect to the doctor when he was last here.
What did he say?
I don't think he quite heard. He's rather deaf.
Oh. Well, there's this business over Ginny just now. I mean, let's face it. From the way he was talking, he didn't seem to give a damn about it, did he? Not a damn. I mean, the way I look at it, just because of some misconduct in the past, he's trying his best to disclaim her. But when you boil it down, she's just as much his daughter as yours, if not more so.
Mine?
Well, that's the way I look at it.
She's not my daughter.
I mean, to shrug off what happened to her, even to defend the man.
She's not my daughter.
It's bordering on irresponsibility of the worst sort.
She's not my daughter. Hmm? I didn't know where you got that idea from. You're joking, aren't you? Oh, you must be. My daughter? You haven't thought that, have you? No, you can't have done.
Oh.
You're pulling my leg.
She's not your daughter.
Certainly not.
You still see it that way, do you?
No relation of mine at all.
You don't know how sorry I am to hear you talk like this.
So am I. Hulking great girl.
It's about time you try to come to terms with this, isn't it?
I'm afraid I don't follow you.
Oh, why turn your back on it? Ignore something that happened over 20 years ago. What is the point?
I'm afraid I'm very lost now.
We talk about your husband's attitude, but yours is twice as dangerous.
What?
What do you think it's like for the girl to grow up in this sort of atmosphere? No wonder she came near to ruining her life. With a father who's a moral schizophrenic and a mother who refuses to admit her existence at all.
Oh, poor girl.
Yes, poor girl.
Oh, I didn't know. How terrible.
Oh, you do see that then, do you?
Yes, I do. No wonder.
Yes.
It is irresponsible, isn't it? People of that sort really shouldn't have children at all, should they?
They haven't faced up to it. That's what it is.
Indeed they haven't.
Ah, you see what I'm driving at?
Oh, yes, I do. I do. I do.
Fine.
I'm not her mother, though. Please, let's get that straight.
Oh. This is the first and last time I try and do things the proper way. Let me tell you that. It just so happened that I was fond enough of Ginny to spend 19 and 6 cheap day return, valid for one day only, to come and see her parents. Big gesture by me, that was. 19 and 6. Ye gods! And what did I get? A couple of people who were so wrapped up in themselves they couldn't care less whether I came or not. No one actually tried to stop me coming down. If I had parents like you, I think I'd volunteer for an orphanage.
You know, I really think you are completely mad.
I think I must be. 19 and 6. That's nearly a quid. Do you realise that?
Well, nobody asked you to come.
True.
Either of you. As far as I know, you both crashed in here uninvited.
Crashed in? Right, I'm off.
And you got a free meal. I don't know what you're complaining about.
A free meal? Oh, I'm sorry. Haven't I paid for that? Oh, I did mean to. Oh, just a moment. I'll settle up with you.
Oh, don't be so silly.
No, I insist. When did I leave my overnight bag? Here we are. I'll settle for both of us while I'm at it.
What on earth are you doing?
I'm looking for my wallet.
Oh, really?
How much do I owe you? Would 10 bob cover us both? I'm so sorry I can't afford more.
I don't know what's got into you.
Sponge, slippers. Hold these, would you?
All I said was, if you really begrudged the fare that much, why did you come?
It's here somewhere.
Oh, it's... send a cheque if you really want to.
Ah, there we are. Ah, 10 bob, was it? Oh, I'll have to make it 7 and 6.
I refuse to take it.
7 and 6. I'll post the extra half crown. Don't bother to send me a receipt.
Thank you.
Well, that's the lot, isn't it? Yes, I think so. Right, I'll just find Ginny, and then we shall be off.
What about your slippers?
Oh, they're not mine. You keep them.
Whose are they?
Better ask her that.
Well, they're not hers.
They were in her flat.
What am I supposed to do with them?
Well, I don't know. Give them to your husband or something.
Well, thank you, but he's already got a pair.
Right, tie him off.
Got a... Just like... Wait!
What?
Now, I was just looking at these slippers.
What about them?
Nothing. It's just, that they're about my husband's size. I think he might be very glad of them.
Good. Yes, yes, I'm sure he would. Yes, you keep them.
Now, I'll just pop them in here.
In the urn?
She's recovered at last.
Sorry. I couldn't stop coughing.
Better now?
Thank you.
It must have been very awkward for you. I should sit down and enjoy the sunshine while you can, before you go. I'll just go into the kitchen. If I can just get a little clearer, then we can all have a little chat.
Come on, Greg. Time we were going.
Well, there's no rush.
Hold on, Ginny, old girl.
We're going.
Greg and I haven't had the chance for a final chat.
And you're not going to.
That's no way to speak to your father, Ginny. Now, as far as I understand it, you two want to get married, is that it?
Ah, the penny's dropped.
Thank you. Nice of you to realise that.
Greg, there is a special favour I'd like to ask of you before you go.
No.
Oh, now, don't jump down my throat, Ginny, before I finish.
Hey, just a second, darling.
Thank you, Greg. Sit down in a minute.
Oh, right. Thanks.
This, well, it's in the nature of a personal favour, Greg. You're entitled to say no, of course, if you feel it's too much of an imposition. It's entirely up to you, as I say. The fact is, I had planned in a few weeks a little surprise for Ginny. You see, I always promised her mother that before Ginny was taken from us, as it were, I'd give her one really big present that she'd remember us by all her life.
Present?
What's that?
In just over a month, I'm going on a long business trip to the continent. It's a sort of grand tour of inspection of all our foreign branches. Take about 6 weeks, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Switzerland, Holland, Denmark and Sweden.
Good. Have a nice time, won't you?
I'd like to take you with me.
You what?
I'd like you to come with me.
What?
And what do you say, Greg?
No. No.
6 weeks?
Not for long, it is.
Well, a lot can happen in 6 weeks.
You're telling me.
Yes, I know it's a big thing to ask of you, Greg. You've every right to say no. But if you do both agree, not only will you have done something for Ginny, but you'll have the satisfaction of knowing you've made her father very happy.
Well...
Is it too much to ask?
Yes, I see what you mean.
Okay, Greg.
Thank you. Are you sure? I can always cancel all the arrangements.
Oh, no, of course not.
Greg, you can't agree to this. You're mad. Please, please.
I don't know. I mean, it's only your father.
If you think I'm going to let you get away with this...
Oh, she would write. I'm sure she'd write, wouldn't you, Ginny?
Philip!
She's a good letter writer. Always writes to me when she's away. Don't you, Ginny?
I...
Lovely letters. I've kept them all somewhere. I'll let you read them sometimes, Greg, when we're on our own.
You...
Now then, have you got all your things? Coats, bag? Fine. You'd better be on your way now. Don't want to miss any more trains today.
No, right, yes.
Philip?
Have a pleasant trip back.
Oh, we haven't said goodbye to your wife.
Oh, don't worry about that. I'll explain you had to dash off. Philip? See you again before long, I hope.
Yes, surely. Well, cheerio then.
Goodbye. Oh, come on, cheer up, Ginny. It'll be a wonderful holiday for you. Philip? I promise you, you'll enjoy every minute of it. Bye.
Enjoy what?
Oh, just in time to see them off.
Really?
Yeah. Goodbye then.
Well, goodbye.
What's Ginny supposed to enjoy?
A trip to the continent.
Really? How lovely.
Well, she doesn't seem to think so.
You're going to miss that train, you know.
No, you don't know what you're saying. I wish I'd had an opportunity like that when I was your age. I'd have gone like a shot.
Well, it's all settled anyway. Now, you'll both have to run for it. Bye.
How are you going? On your own?
No. It's not really finally decided.
They're both going.
In a manner of speaking.
Both?
Your husband thought he'd take Ginny along with him on his business trip.
Splendid. Don't get the wrong business, naturally.
Of course.
That's all it is.
Your idea, of course.
Yes. Yes. Well, in a manner of... cheerio, then.
I see.
Yes. You're really going to have to sprint flat out for that train of yours.
I don't think the idea will come to anything anyway.
Why ever not?
Well, I'm not awfully keen, that's all.
I can't believe that. Where are you planning on going?
No special.
France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Switzerland, Holland, Denmark and Sweden.
And you're not keen?
No.
What about you, Greg?
Well, it's up to Ginny, really. If she wants to go...
She must.
It'll just mean our putting off getting married, that's all.
Why?
Well, if she's away...
Now, when are you going?
A month, if at all.
That's plenty of time to get married. A month? That's ample time.
I don't know if that's quite the idea.
It seems obvious. Don't you agree, Philip? They get married as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah.
I should take advantage of the offer while he is still in the mood, Greg. You won't get a chance of a honeymoon like this again in a hurry.
Oh.
Will they, Daddy?
No.
Oh, well, that's a bit different. I thought we were supposed to wait until after she came back.
Oh, no. That was just an idea I had. It occurred to me, for some reason, I don't know why, that you might want to hold on for a bit.
Surely they don't.
No. That was Daddy's idea, not ours.
Oh. Silly Daddy.
Yes. Silly Daddy.
Silly old Daddy.
So, we can go ahead then.
Philip?
Huh? Oh, yes.
Thank you, Daddy.
A pleasure.
Thanks.
And thank you, Mummy.
It was nothing, darling. Nothing. And do take good care of yourself in the future, won't you? Now, you really are going to have to run for that train.
Right.
Make sure you've got everything. Heaven knows when we'll be seeing you again.
Well, I'll fix up about the wedding and so on. Have to come down again, I suppose. Get things sorted out.
I don't think that will be necessary.
I'm not quite sure who pays for everything, that's all.
You do.
Oh.
Goodbye, Daddy. Look after Mummy, won't you?
As always. And don't forget Father's Day, will you?
Goodbye, and thanks for everything.
It was a pleasure, Greg.
Nice to have met you.
Bye.
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 Goodbye.
Quite wrong for each other, of course. It'll be a disastrous marriage, but great fun for them while it lasts.
I gather you've gathered the general gist of things.
Just a little gist. Yes. I don't think there's any need to go to the Coopers now, is there?
No.
No. We'll have tea here, then. I'll tell you one thing, though. I'm awfully glad we haven't got a daughter. She'd be a terrible handful, wouldn't she?
Yes, you're right there. She would. Are these slippers doing in there?
I don't know, darling. You really ought to look after your things more carefully.
My things? Well, they aren't mine.
Of course they're yours. I bought them for you.
No, they're not. They look a bit like them. Same tartan, same sort of shape and texture.
Well, then they're yours.
No, they're not. The lining's different.
Hmm?
Well, mine were red.
So they were. Oh, dear.
What?
I was just wondering how that poor boy was going to make out.
Never mind about that. Whose are these?
Wouldn't you like to know?
In Relatively Speaking by Alan Ayckbourn, Philip was played by Michael Aldridge, Sheila by Rosemary Leach, Gregory was Nigel Lambert, and Ginny, Joanna Wake. The producer was Kay Patrick.